He lived in California. His name was Joseph. He born 1923. And he lived in California. In a place called Berkeley, California. Been out there now a long time. He got a family too. He went to the army.
He has a letter for this year, 77. On 23rd of March.
Joined the army?
My boy went to the army. So did. After he come out, he married, went to Pine Bluff. And from Pine Bluff back here, he left, went to California, been out there ever since. He got his own home, had a good job, but he got hurt. So he can't work no more now, he's on this business.
Yeah.
So I've been raising garden and things like this. This place belongs to the white lady. She live in Little Rock, called Mary. He's been here since 1939.
What do you raise? What sort of garden? What sort of things you raise in your garden?
All I raise is such as onions and green beans, field peas and okra and green tomatoes. Butter beans, all like that.
Just all sorts of
vegetables. Of course, we just raise. We don't have to sell anything. We just eat them ourselves. Then we probably put them in deep freeze, like okra, like that. And I raised a cotton a couple of years lately, but I found cotton years ago every year, but cotton got through. Hard to raise, insects got so bad, and I just quit. I raised cotton, started to raise soybeans.
Mm-hmm. Insects are bad around here.
Oh Lord, they're bad. All kind of paint bowl ones and hopper grasses and messing fleas, you call that, different names for it.
Hopper grasses?
Hopper grasses, they on stuff too. Sometimes they get in your crop and try to eat all your stuff. Because they good here, but some places, wait a minute, they eat up all people's crops. If they didn't dust for them, you got to use some kind of chemical, it's kind of keep them down. Because we sprayed our cotton for insects. And outside, I just raise beans and let the cotton go. Beans more easy to work, than cotton is. You got to keep cotton clean for it to make like it should.
When you used to raise cotton, tell me about the work you did there. When it got up.
Well, I tell you, after we had our ground and everything, planted our cotton, and come up out the ground, we get there, at that time, we done team work. Didn't have no machine like we got now. We had horses and mules. And we used the old plow called Junior cultivators, 5-tooth cultivators, and double shovel, and we call them breaking plows, turning plows, and we take our horses and we work our cotton. We had to go down this mill here, and then come back on the other side. We had to go to the road twice. We only had these single plows, and after we got it plowed, then we chop it. We at that time we thin it out. We leave it sometime about 3 stalks to a hill and leave about 18 inches in the drill, so it'll make good. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we came in and got a wheel plow. It came one row. You had two mules, to your wheel plow. And we would go down our row once and then come back again. We'd be through that row,
Yeah.
That was long in the 29th century, long in there, in 30th.